The opinions expressed in the following program are provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as advice from CJ8800 or Bell Media. Listeners should always consult their own qualified healthcare provider with medical questions or concerns. The following is sponsored content.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:06, 15 degrees right now in downtown Montreal. Good evening. Happy Wednesday. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk on Skin Deep. Ronnie, how are you?
I'm great, Kel. How are you?
I am ready to rock. And we have so many things to talk about tonight. I do want to make sure that we give out the phone number if you have questions for Dr. Monk. He's here until 8 o'clock on CJD. So 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And of course, we'd love your first name in the text. And again, if you have questions about, you know, Botox or fillers, skin, hair loss, maybe some cool sculpting, you might have some questions about that. Maybe you have a scar that you'd like to get rid of. All these things are things that Dr. Monk can talk about. So again, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And you can reach out to Dr. Monk as well at his office, which is 514-937-2757, the website monkmd.com. That's M-U-N-K-M-D.com. And tonight, as per usual, because Ronnie is a tech head, I will say, apart from just being a doctor, we are Facebooking live, so you can join us as well for that party at MonkMD on Facebook. So I know that you have a lot going on at the clinic over the next little while.
We have
an event that's actually going on tomorrow, Beauty Decoded. You still have a couple of seats left, and I know this is where you're going to be debunking myths about lots of things. Do you want to explain the lots of things?
Yeah, so it's an evening all about injectables.
Okay.
So it's going to be in my clinic. I'll be there, obviously. A lot of my staff will be there. And we're basically going to be talking about different types of injections. So we'll talk a little bit about Botox. We'll talk about fillers. And, you know, I wanted to do this to kind of debunk some of the myths about injectables. Can't tell you how many people come to me every day saying, you know, I'm scared to do injections. I don't want to look fake. Mm-hmm. I don't want anybody to know. And so I thought, you know, why not have an evening where we can talk about it? I can show some great before and after pictures, can really explain my approach to injections and why I believe so strongly in them and how they work, and answer questions. So it's really going to be all about injectables.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there to answer questions. My staff will be there, and it's just going to be a fun evening, good food, some wine, and fun chat.
And for people to get, because I know you said you only have a couple of seats left, how do you want them to reserve that? Through the phone number?
Probably the best is to call the clinic and reserve. It is tomorrow night, so it's short notice. But if you're thinking about injections, you're not sure, you're scared, but you want some more information, I mean, it's a great opportunity to come and learn and see that they're really not as scary as people think they are.
And you do so much research and you go to all these conferences all the time about making sure you're up to date. So you have a lot of knowledge that you can pass along. Even just, I'm sure things have changed so much, maybe even in the last 12 to 18 months.
Well, I can tell you, it's very funny. My staff always makes fun of me because I plan on going every year to 3 to 5 conferences.
Okay.
And every time I come back, I'm very enthusiastic. I have new techniques I want to try. And I think that's how you learn and how you become really an expert in the field. So I love going because every time I go, I learn new techniques, new ways to do things, and I basically add it to my practice. And I think that that's how I'm, you know, going to become an expert injector.
Perfect. So again, if you want to join the Beauty Decoded evening tomorrow night at Dr. Monk's office, again, you can call them 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. Can you just maybe give us like a preview of what to expect? I know you've sort of talked a little bit about it, but let's say, you know, some of the questions you probably get are, I'm scared of Botox. If I start taking Botox, do I have to take it till the end of time?
Yeah. I mean, so first thing we'll chat about tomorrow, but I'll mention it on air, is people don't know the difference between Botox and fillers.
Okay.
And they're completely different treatments and everybody mixes them up. So I think it's important to understand the difference. So first of all, Botox is literally a drug that we inject into a muscle to relax the muscle. So if I inject it, for example, into the forehead, you won't be able to lift your forehead as strong. If it's injected into the eyebrow area, you won't be able to frown as strong. If you can't use those muscles as effectively, the wrinkles will improve. But even more important than improving the wrinkles, if you're relaxing the muscles and the muscles are no longer pulling on the skin, the quality of the skin improves. So Botox is actually an excellent treatment to improve skin quality. And when I did Botox on myself, which was for the first time, it was 6 years ago, that's the first thing I noticed is people were commenting on my skin, not on my lines, or it was the skin quality. So your skin is glowy, it's more youthful looking, there's less tension on it. So that's what Botox does. It improves the skin quality and it relaxes the muscles. So in areas where you're very expressive, like around your eyes when you smile, between your eyebrows when you frown, your forehead lines, your lip lines, if you kiss a lot or you purse your lips a lot, your chin area, a lot of people dimple their chin constantly. That's where Botox shines because it relaxes those muscles. You can't pull them as strong. And then the overlying skin really improves. And that's completely, completely different than fillers. Fillers, the most common fillers I use are hyaluronic acid fillers. Mm-hmm. What everybody doesn't understand is hyaluronic acid is a natural sugar. We have it in our skin. It gives our skin moisture and plumpness and juiciness and youth. Yeah. And we lose that over time. So when you're 40, you have less hyaluronic acid than when you were 20. When you're 80, you have much less than when you were younger. So all we're doing with filler is we're replacing the hyaluronic acid in the skin, and that leads to lifting the tissues. So we want to lift. We want to improve sagginess. We want to improve hollowing. So as we age, our cheeks flatten out. We can reverse that by injecting the cheek area. Our chins get shorter. We can reverse that. Our temples get hollow. That's reversible. So by doing all these reversible changes, you can really turn back the clock. That's the beauty with filler.
5147-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Brian's in Lachute. You have a question about injectables, Brian?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
It's about, will it help with drooling? I'm 75 years old. So
that's a great question, actually. I actually get quite a few consults with people that either get irritations in the corner of their mouth or they get drooling because of the way their mouth has aged. And a lot of people, if you look around as you get older, the corners of your mouth turn down. A lot of people describe it as they look sad, or everybody thinks they're always sad, even though they're not. So in those circumstances, injections can absolutely improve it. And I do two things. One is with Botox. We can inject the muscle that pulls down the corner of the mouth to lift up the corner of the mouth. It's done on the jawline, and Botox is great at doing that. And the other thing I do is fillers, because if you replace the volume in the lip area, sometimes lifting in the cheek area, and relift the tissues up, you can really improve that downturn mouth that makes us look sad as we age. So for sure, injections can be helpful.
Brian, thank you so much for the call. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Again, don't forget that Dr. Monk has an event happening at his clinic tomorrow called Beauty Decoded. There are a few seats left, but not many. And he's going to be debunking myths about injectables. So if you'd like to be there and learn all about it, especially if you're nervous about maybe undertaking this, this is the event for you. So you can call them at the office, 514-937-2757 to reserve your spot. It's 7:15, so time to head off to the CJD Traffic Center. And when we come back again, more of your calls, more of your texts, and we're going to get into a little bit of a chit chat about cool sculpting. So that's coming up as well.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, again with Dr. Ronnie Monk. You can reach out to us. He's here until 8 o'clock at 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We've had a very patient Klaus on the line from Dorval. Klaus, you have a question for Dr. Monk?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Good evening to the two of you.
Thank you.
Dr. Monk is talking to an old man. I'm pushing 80.
Wow.
You don't sound it.
And, you know, this is a time where you get all this terrible stuff. I have an eczema on my forehead, which I can't get rid of. I've tried every little trick in the book, pastes and apple cider vinegar and mild soap, and it's beginning to extend to the lower face. And it takes all my willpower not to scratch it or rip it apart and throw it away, you know?
So I'll tell you something. When I hear what you're putting on it, I don't like hearing stuff like that. So
really?
First of all, I'll tell you, paste is very drying. Okay, so that's why we use paste for things like diaper rash or where we want to dry up humidity.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely wouldn't put paste on eczema. Apple cider vinegar, that sort of thing, that can irritate the skin a lot. So if you're putting it on already irritable skin, you might be making the problem worse. What I would recommend you do is you got to moisturize. Eczema is often a sign that the skin is very dehydrated. Moisturizing is key. So people think, you know, putting oil on is moisturizing. They're right, it is moisturizing, but you're going to get a better moisture effect if you're putting a thicker, greasier cream on. So something, you know, like even Aveeno cream or Glaxo Bay, Cetaphil, any of those brands are okay. You got to use them twice a day at least and really put them on the skin and rub them in to make sure you're moisturizing the skin. This time of year is usually the worst because winter's coming, the climate's really dry out. So people with eczema are really starting to flare. Change of season is a big trigger for people with eczema.
Okay.
So that's one thing, you got to really keep your skin moist. And then look, some people, regardless of how much they moisturize their skin, they're still going to get eczema.
Yeah.
So that's when you visit your local dermatologist and they can give you some medicated creams with a little bit of cortisone, which help to reduce inflammation. And those will definitely be very helpful for the eczema if the moisturizing alone is not sufficient.
And I'm glad you were talking about moisturizing because Emily actually texted into 514-800 saying that she wears moisturizer during the day. At night, she just washes her face and applies toner. Should she be moisturizing at night too?
I don't think you could use that as a general rule for everybody. I think what's important to know is everyone has a different type of skin. Some people are oily, some people have dry skin, some people are combination. And so if you just generalize and say you should moisturize twice a day, it's going to be good for some people, not good for others. Me personally, I have an oilier combo complexion. I moisturize once a day. If I moisturize more than that, it's too much for me. I'm going to break out. So I think it's a very individual question. I think what's important is to know what type of skin you have, and then that way you can choose the right products and the right skin routine that's going to benefit you. If you don't know what type of skin you have, that's where seeing a specialist is really beneficial. In my practice, I have a team of people that do skincare. They do free consults. You can just walk in there, meet with them, and they can definitely give good advice and point you in the right direction of what you should be applying on your skin.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We actually had a text come in, no name to it, but I think this is a question that a lot of people have, especially because we look to celebrities so often as barometers of how we think we should look or what have you. And this person texted in saying, why is it that some celebrities look a bit off or not quite how they looked before as they age? Is it because of plastic surgery going wrong or injectables or fillers being too much?
That's why, in my opinion, there's so many people that are afraid to do these things because we look at Hollywood and we look at people that just don't look natural. And we think to ourselves like they're the richest people in North America, some of them, but yet they look so bad. You would think they would go to the best doctors, the best injectors. You know what? It's really multifactorial, okay? When you start to do injections, some people lose perspective of what looks natural, what looks beautiful and normal, and it can really get out of hand. So what I tell my patients is you really have to rely on your injector and the doctor you're seeing. You have to put trust in them and faith that they're always going to keep it honest and natural with you. That's why I think it's super important when you go for a consult with a new doctor and you're asking them about their injections, ask them to show you pictures of patients, not just a before and after 6 months later. Ask them to show you patients 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years later, because that's how you're going to see how natural and how good they inject. I don't care if my patient looks better from today in 4 months. Well, obviously I want them to look better, but what I really care about is that they age well, and in a year they're going to look better. In 3 years they're going to look better. And by better, I don't mean fake and I don't mean younger. I just mean better. You want somebody to age well. So you look at these Hollywood stars, they look frozen, their lips are too big, they look disproportionate. That is not the proper way to inject. The proper way is to maintain balance and proportions and harmony in the face, which is what a good injector should and will always do.
Perfect. Let's try to sneak in this call before we head off to news. Shania, you're in Verdun. You have a question about scars?
Yes. Hi. So I've suffered since I was a little girl with cold sores, but I don't get them on my lip. I get them on my cheek area. The thing is that when they heal, they do cause like a lot of scarring, mm-hmm. and I haven't really been able to fix that scarring. So what would you recommend?
So it really depends, Shania, on the type of scarring that's visible. There's different technologies available. So for example, if you have a lot of residual redness or pigmentation from the infections you've had, then, you know, there are lasers that do skin tone and will fade the redness and will fade the brown discoloration. Whereas if you actually have texture change and you actually, when you say scarring, you know, scarring to me means the texture of the skin is different. It looks different in that area, or there's indentation in the skin because of inflammation. So if that's the problem you have, then sometimes doing what's called a resurfacing of the skin, which is basically done with laser that injures the skin and creates a healing response to build new collagen and improve overall texture, is really, really helpful for scars. So in my practice, I have a combination of lasers. I'll often mix two or three technologies together. We get great results with scars. So if you're really self-conscious about it, that's the type of thing I love to treat. It's very rewarding. It works fantastic and results are permanent. It's long-lasting because you're stimulating new collagen for the long run. So there's definitely a lot that can be done to improve facial scars.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Again, Dr. Monk here until 8 o'clock on CJD. And don't forget that, again, his Beauty Decoded event is happening tomorrow night. So there's not much time to get involved. They still have a few seats left. So if you want to be a part of it, again, Dr. Monk is going to be talking about Botox and fillers and debunking myths about injectables. You know, there's lots of false information that floats around there. I think a lot of people are nervous about undergoing a procedure like this. And he's going to tell you all about it. And so you're going to feel empowered and then make that right decision for yourself. So if you'd like to be a part of the Beauty Decoded event, which is again happening at Dr. Monk's clinic tomorrow night, you can reach out to them 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. And don't forget that tonight on CJD, Dr. Monk is Facebooking live. So you can follow him on his social media at MonkMD to be a part of that. So when we come back, we have lots to talk about. We're going to get into Cool Sculpting. I know that there's another event that's happening at the end of October at Dr. Monk's clinic, so we're going to get into that. And also talking a little bit about hair loss. And we're taking more of your calls and more of your texts. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJAD.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Thank you so much for spending time with us on the show. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, with you alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. And we're going to get to more of your texts and calls in just a minute. But I know we wanted to talk a little bit about Cool Sculpting. This is something, Ronnie, that you have been doing for a while now. And it's very popular in your clinic, Cool Sculpting. And I know that there's some people who would be trepidatious about it because they, you know, they might, again, almost be afraid of it like injectables. So can you explain what Cool Sculpting is?
Yeah, so it's a technology that was discovered probably about 8-9 years ago at this point, and it basically freezes fat. So yep. We learned that if you freeze fat to about minus 11 to minus 13 degrees Celsius, it's very, very specific and precise for fat cells. And fat cells die. And the way they learned this is because in kids eating popsicles, they noticed that they had less fat in their cheeks because they would suck on the popsicle and kill those fat cells in their cheeks. So
that's
crazy. Yeah, it was interesting. Anyway, so it was a serendipitous finding. Mm-hmm. But so Cool Sculpting was created. And so what we do a lot with Cool Sculpting is we contour the body. So if you have an area on your body that you know, despite diet, exercise, you just can't lose that pocket, that bulge, whether it's your flanks, your abdomen, you know, especially women after pregnancy, they often have a pocket that no matter how many abs and crunches they do, they just can't get rid of it. We even do back, you know, bra fat.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned love handles already. We do man boobs. We do arms. We do thighs, inner and outer thighs. So anywhere you can kind of squeeze or pinch the fat,
mm-hmm.
Cool Sculpting is a great technology. And the reason it's so great, number one, it works. Number two, it's safe. Number three, it's an in and out procedure. There is zero downtime with Cool Sculpting.
Yeah, because you told me when you did it to yourself just to test it out, you were at the gym that night, right, or something?
I played hockey that
yeah
night.
There you go.
I mean I had a bit of sensitivity, I'm not gonna lie, it lasted maybe a day,
mm-hmm.
but it didn't stop me from working, didn't stop me from exercising. That's the beauty. It's in, it's out, and you'll see the results are not instant. So it's different than liposuction, right? It's
mm-hmm.
not going to give you an instant result, because it takes 2 to 3 months for your immune system to come in and really eat away at that fat pocket. But it does work.
Yeah.
And when you read reports, I have patients asking me all the time, they say, I went on the internet, I read reports, it didn't work for everybody. I tell them, number one, you have to be a good candidate. Like every treatment, every technology, patient selection is key. If you're not a good candidate, you're not going to see a good result. So you need a proper consult to determine whether or not you're a good candidate. That's number one. Number two, number of treatments. Everybody's under treating with Cool Sculpting. They're doing a session, then seeing, do you need more? I learned early on that you need 2, 3, even 4 sessions. If you're going to stack the sessions on the area, you're going to see surgical type results without any downtime in surgery. That's the amazing part about it.
And it's important for people to realize as well that this is not a weight loss program. This is to help you.
This
for
is
specific
to help
parts.
Your body look better.
Yeah.
It's to make your pants fit better.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to lose weight because the amount of fat that you're actually losing with each treatment is insignificant when it comes to your weight. So
right.
you might lose 1 pound or 2 pounds,
yeah.
but you're definitely not going to lose 10 pounds. That's
yeah.
not how Cool Sculpting works.
Right.
But your clothing is going to fit differently. Your body's going to look different.
Perfect. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And again, don't forget that Dr. Monk does have a Cool Sculpting event happening in his clinic at the end of the month, so October 29th and 30th, 2 full days and 1 evening to accommodate his patients, again, for Cool Sculpting purposes. They've also got some amazing deals going on with regards to that. So if you'd like to be a part of the Cool Sculpting event, give them a call, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. Now, Ronnie, over the news, we got a lot of texts that had come in to us here, and I know that one of them you wanted to get to actually was a Facebook Live question, so we'll start there. The question is there a way to use injectables to make this particular person who contacted us to look more masculine?
That's a great question. I love that question because more men are doing injectables now, and that's the number one concern or number one priority I get with my male patients.
Mm-hmm.
They want to look more manly, and I love injecting men because that's exactly what can be done. So what I do a lot for men is, first of all, men and women, I inject completely differently. You can't inject a man like a woman, otherwise we're going to feminize the face. But if you want to make the face more masculine, I do a lot of jaw injections in men. I make the jaw more square. I do a lot of chin injections in men, make the chin more coarse, more manly. Cheekbones in men, I love doing it. It gives more projection and a little bit more shape to the face, contour. So I find these three areas are key. Cheeks, chin, jawline.
Okay.
And when I inject them properly and in a man, it gives an amazing definition and result, and you have no clue. Nobody has any idea that it's been done. That's the beauty. My male patients love it, and they keep coming back for it every year because they love it. Makes a huge difference. Just to have a defined jawline in
yeah.
a man, it's very attractive. It okay. really makes a difference.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Chris texted into 514-800. Now, I'm not sure if this is Chris the woman or Chris the man because we don't know, but they did say that they are 48 and they want to know what can be done for under-eye creepiness.
Under-eye crepiness. That's the million-dollar question.
I've never even heard of that before.
So crepiness is like very fine, wrinkled
oh,
skin.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So there's a couple things. It depends, first of all, if... there's volume loss or not. So a lot of people have dark under eyes or under eye bags because of volume loss. And in those cases, I actually first correct the volume around the eye. So I often will do filler injections into the cheek area, into the temple area, or the eyebrow area. And that really helps to make the under eye area less crepey and improved. So a lot of the crepiness comes because of volume loss, and people don't realize that.
Okay.
So when you replace the volume, it improves the crepiness. Sometimes I actually put injectables right under the eye into what's called the tear trough area, and that's very helpful to hydrate and improve crepiness under the eye. So if you need volume, I recommend volume replacement. That's one of the best ways to do it. If you don't necessarily need volume, but you still have crepiness under the skin, there's a couple options. We can do laser tightening. So we do different types of laser, whether it's our CO2 laser, or sometimes I do Althera, which is ultrasound tightening around the eye. I find that's quite good. So those are ways to improve crepiness. The other thing I love to do around the eye is PRP. You know what PRP is, Kel? We talked about it multiple times.
Platelet-rich plasma.
Oh, very good.
Woo!
That's good.
Yep.
So that's one of the best treatments for crepiness under the eye.
Okay.
I actually use a cannula and I inject small amounts of PRP right into the crepey skin. PRP is great for remodeling collagen and tightening and improving skin texture. I recommend three treatments. We do them a month apart. There's barely any downtime to it. And it's one very natural way, because we're using your own natural PRP derived from your blood, to stimulate skin and improve crepiness. So there's lots of options.
Yeah.
Best thing is a proper consult, determine which treatment's going to work the best for you, and then go for it, because it's great.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk. He's here again until 8 o'clock. So if you have questions about injectables, maybe some problems with your skin, some problem with hair loss, cool sculpting, scarring, all that sort of stuff, again, something that Dr. Monk can get to for you. And again, don't forget that he has an event tomorrow night at his clinic, Beauty Decoded, where he's debunking myths about injectables. So talking about Botox, talking about filler, all that sort of stuff. So you can still be a part of it. There's a couple of seats left. 514-937-2757 is the phone number. 514-937-2757.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening. Thank you so much for spending time with us on the show. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. And again, tons of texts coming in, so I want to get to a few of them before the end of the show. Let's start with, this is a good one. No name, but this person has texted in saying, my 19-year-old son is starting to have hair loss. Is there anything that we can do for him?
So that's actually, I can't tell you how many people I see in their teens with early onset male or female pattern hair loss. Really, really common, more common than I would have thought. Genetics obviously plays a very big role in those people.
Yeah.
If you have a significant family history, it's more significant for you. And just because, let's say, your dad lost his hair in his 40s, doesn't mean you're going to lose your hair in your 40s. I see it a lot where, you know, the next generation loses it a little bit earlier.
Oh, wow.
Because we get our genes from both sides, right? So you're not going to be exactly like your mom or dad. Although you're more predisposed to hair loss, it might happen earlier. What I really like for this younger population is there's so many natural alternatives out there now that really make a difference and can prevent further thinning and help you keep your hair longer. So in my office, I do PRP for hair injection, for hair treatment. It's basically taking your own natural PRP, which is plasma derived from your blood. It's full of platelets and growth factors and nutrients, and I inject it into the scalp in areas of thinning, and it helps to promote regrowth. It gives more dense hair. It makes the hair shinier and prevent balding over time. I have patients I've been following now for the last 4 years since I've been doing it, and their hair today is stronger and thicker than it was 4 years ago. It's a remarkable procedure, and it's all natural. So you can do it at any age. I would do it in a 19-year-old. I'd do it in a 40-year-old. I'd do it in 70-year-olds. It's a great natural treatment, and it's not the only thing available. Other thing I have, I think I've talked about this on air, we also have a helmet device called the Therodome.
Yes, you did once talk about that.
So that's something that's actually very helpful. My patients love it. It's a helmet that you wear at home. It's made lasers, and those lasers penetrate the scalp to also give signals and stimulation to hair follicles, prevent the follicles from collapsing. And that's what you want to do when you have early pattern baldness.
Okay.
So that's an at-home device that you can purchase. If you're interested, you can always call the clinic. We'll give you information on it. There's also natural supplements you can do. So there's a lot of natural treatments without the side effects of the hormone therapies mm-hmm. that will help you keep your hair. So there's great alternatives out there.
Now, we've got a text that's come in from Melanie asking, is there something that you can recommend or a procedure that could be done to help feminize the face for a transgender woman?
Absolutely. I have a lot of transgender patients, and injectables are one of actually the best ways you can really either masculinize or feminize a face. So if I have a man transitioning to a woman, for example, and I give that man cheekbones like a woman, mm-hmm. it very much can give a more feminine shape to the face.
Amazing.
Same with women. If you're a girl and you want to masculinize and you want a wider jaw, wider chin to look more manly, that's attainable with fillers.
And so, does that, just a question based off that, if you can do that for them, Ronnie, does that mean then that they might not have the taint bones?
You know, the hormones are different. The hormones are more, I think of it more as internal.
Oh,
it's going to change their voice and their hair
okay.
pattern and their...
Okay.
So, I mean, internal and external,
yeah.
but it's not just the facial features that are going to change.
Okay.
If you're thinking of injections, you can think of it more as like a surgical procedure.
Okay.
You know, you may have surgery to chisel your cheekbones, thin your chin, those types of things, or you can do it with filler, which has no downtime, minimal bruising, as opposed to surgery, which is much more invasive and has much higher risks to it.
Okay.
So that's how I think of injectables. It's more to replace the surgical aspect of changing the face, as opposed to the hormones are more internal.
Okay. We've also had another text. Actually, we've had two texts come in, one from Jennifer, one from Trevor. They both ask about the same type of thing. What can you do for someone who has moles? I guess people want to get them checked, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, first and foremost, get your moles checked. Make sure they're normal moles. Make sure they're not melanoma. They're not changing. They're not cancerous.
Okay.
If they're normal moles, there's absolutely things we do. In my practice, I'll tell you what I do. I laser moles all the time. I love CO2 laser on moles because the healing is excellent. When you cut a mole out, you always have a scar. If you cut the skin, there's always a scar. If you laser the moles, 85% of the time, there's no scar. I can't even see where I've done it on patients. So the healing is great because of the precision.
Okay.
It's really precise. It doesn't affect the skin. It's really just the mole. And that's the best way to make it showing. So I laser moles every day in my practice.
For someone who wants to be monitoring their moles, like how often should they go? Every 2 years?
Or... Depends on the person. If
okay.
they're very moley, sometimes I see them every 6 months to a year.
That's
if smart. They're not too bad, they have normal moles and there's really not much concern, I'll tell them every 1 to 2 years to come see me for skin checks.
Okay. I know we actually wanted to talk about this. We've had so many texts coming in that we're all over the place, which is amazing. But I guess we can quickly try to get this one in about IPL. And this person tried it and it didn't really do much. And so this person tries to avoid the sun.
So when somebody tells me they've had IPL and it didn't do much, my first question is, what type of IPL?
Okay.
Because there's a million IPLs out there. Every esthetician and every block is doing IPL treatment, and they're not all equal.
Okay.
There's some medical-grade IPLs. There's esthetician-grade IPLs. So there's tons of different IPLs. Now, IPL is not the answer to everything, and some things you can treat with IPL, mm-hmm. which is why, again, a proper consultation is mandatory. You need to know what you're treating, if your IPL treatment's going to work. In my practice, I do a lot of IPL. My IPL machine, it's called Lumeca. It's amazing. We get great results. 2-3 IPLs and the skin is more or less clear, mm-hmm. but it's not going to clear everything. It doesn't treat age spots. It doesn't treat all the spider veins. So it really depends. If I think somebody's more severe, I'll use one of my stronger lasers, either my vascular laser or my PicoWay laser for brown spots to really clear what needs to be cleared. To me, that's always the benefit of seeing a dermatologist. I know what's going to clear with IPL and what's not. And I tell my patients that so they have that expectation going in. And whatever doesn't clear, we use another laser to clear it. So one way or the other, we can clear it. The question is, what are we going to use to do it?
Okay. Ronnie, that does it for us. So wow. Thank you. So I know, right? Where'd the
Flew.
Hour go? A big thank you to everyone who texted in and called in. So thank you so much. And I know you like to say goodnight to your ladies.
Gabby, Jamie, Avery, if they're listening to me, I love you guys and I'll see you soon.
Don't forget that Dr. Monk has an event tomorrow night, Beauty Decoded, about debunking myths about injectables. And also at the end of the month, October 29th and 30th, two full days and one evening of Cool Sculpting. So if you'd like to be part of one or both, give them a call, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. A big thank you to Dave Simon for pushing all the right buttons. My name is Kelly Alexander. And coming up after the news, you'll get to hang out with John Pohl on the Night Side. Thanks so much for listening to CJAD.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as advice from CJ 8800 or Bell Media. Listeners should always consult their own qualified healthcare provider with medical questions or concerns. The preceding was sponsored content.